A healthy sexual relationship within marriage is a gift to our spouse, not a demand from our spouse. So, not only should spouses seek to protect one another from sin by means of the sexual relationship, but they should approach that relationship with a giving and gracious attitude. This is what Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3. Listen to what it says. The husband should give to his wife her due benevolence, and likewise the wife to her husband. So the spouse makes good on the promise he has made to her in taking her into marriage, and the wife likewise. In marriage, we make promises to one another, one of which is to be united in this type of sexual relationship, and we should give it gladly. It shouldn't have to be wrestled out of you. You should give that part of the relationship with gladness. So not only is there this command given, but there's a reason given as well. The text goes on to say, "For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does." Once again, to echo 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, you are not your own. You were bought with a price by God. And then you freely gave yourself into the marriage according to God's principles. You brought all of you into the marriage relationship. This is not a verse that allows you to make demands on your spouse. You see that nowhere in this text. The emphasis and direction of Paul's statement is on the giving, but taking is never okay. But let's dwell on the giving for just a minute. You have something that your spouse desires, and you should freely and gladly give that to them whenever possible. For some in the relationship, it may be the physical desire for intimacy. For others, it may be the emotional bond and security that is strengthened. Some spouses need intimacy to fulfill a physical desire. Others need intimacy to fulfill an emotional desire. Some enjoy and need intimacy because it's a way to communicate that the other spouse cares for them, respects them. Some enjoy and need intimacy because it shows love or respect. Physical needs are not just met in the sexual relationship, and I should be willing to give my wife, and she should be able to give to me, whatever it is we are needing from one another. And I should be willing to do that, not begrudgingly, but gladly. I should want to please my spouse in all possible ways. I have something that only I can give to her, and she has something that only she can give to me, and I should give it as a gift, a beautifully wrapped and cherished gift. Today when you pray, please pray for Rama Bakchung and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Myanmar. And also remember the Telugu Life Word broadcast that's heard in India.